It's the Not Now Podcast, Not Now Podcast, it's the nitty not nitty doo da do do dow pod. It's not now, now is then, but never then, you never know when. Don't be a hen, don't cluck cluck buck, it's the Not Now Podcast.
Well, now that you're all seated and comfortable, welcome in to Not Now Podcast.
Welcome.
Oh, hi.
The land we all respect. Suspect?
I don't care.
Deject.
Nobody cares about Ohio.
Intercept. So today what we're going to be talking about are two very, 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 sorry, big topics. One is really big, and because it's so big, it's heavy.
Yeah, you might get a heavy for it.
Yeah. I don't like the sound of that.
Why not? Is it too heavy for you?
Yeah. It's heavy things. We're talking about heavy things. And what's important about heavy things is sometimes you really don't know what to do when you're thrust into a situation where there is a heavy thing.
I noticed, like, you incorporated thrust into that.
How? What? Why?
You're thrust into heavy things.
Well, I mean, I don't. I guess sometimes I do. Like when I'm like,
wall?
Heavy what? Are we talking emotionally or physically?
I think the important thing to realize
walls
is that
walls aren't that heavy if they're made out of parchment.
Density is not necessarily heavy, and that's something we're going to have to work around.
What? No, dense means heavy.
No, because density is just the proximity of molecules to each other.
Yeah, which means that it's heavier in area and circumference. Like,
I don't think that necessarily represents weight, though.
Yeah. Well, I guess not. Well, no, it does, because penetrating power.
I don't think so.
Think about stopping power.
All right. It's fine.
I'm pretty sure density has something to do. Like, okay, so think about it this way. If you had, like...
This is warm. We got to keep going.
All right, so... Heavy.
Heavy.
Heavy things.
But not necessarily dense.
And it's pretty heavy when you have your identity stolen. But that's we're going to be stealing your identity. We're going to be calling you up on the phone, on the pot, asking for your shit, and being like, where is it? Who's got Rachel? Where is she? I'm the hero that this city deserves.
I don't know about your confidence of...
I'm not even looking at it.
Flipping that coin. It just keeps going sideways.
What?
Like a discus.
What are you talking about?
It's not even flipping.
What?
That coin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just spiraling.
No, it's flipping. You don't believe my abilities?
I don't see it flip. That flipped.
You want me to slow it down for you? You see it?
Yeah, I saw it flip.
Yeah.
I flip beyond the visibility.
Yeah, I'm good, Kyle. Oh. I've been practicing for ages, for millennia. My people have been subjugated to non-flipping.
That's a strange thing to be subjugated to.
Oh, I was trying to do a quote towards, like, Rick and Morty when they meet Ice-T, and he turns out to be like, I don't know, that's too deep. That's too heavy. Identity crisis, or stealing people's identities, right. Calling people to steal
Their identities.
Yep. Thanks, Chaz. So,
we're going to flip this coin.
On one side, we have the Lady Liberty. This is from 1888. I don't think that's when this coin was made. I think that's what it represents.
I'd say it's for the make date. You don't put a date on a coin unless it's true.
I mean, I don't think they could make coins of this quality in 1888.
Is that the World's Fair?
That was...
Wait, so you think they can't make coins of that quality in 1888, but they can make a fucking Statue of Liberty?
In 1888? That's not when it was made. How could they put the Statue of Liberty on a coin when the Statue of Liberty wasn't made yet?
That's true. Maybe it was that year.
Don't worry about it. So, too heavy. The Statue of Liberty, it represents, like, you know, the liberty you have to give away your information.
Yeah.
So, you know, people could call you and try and steal it.
Yeah, or the torch trying to glean some light.
And on the backside, we have like an eagle, you know, holding, you know, the homajig. It's holding some shit, arrows and olive branches. But it's also a $1 coin. And this was given to us as a very special coin to use on an episode. But we're using it on this one.
This one's heavy.
It is. It's true. And it could be special. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
Could be, you know, something that marks a new
millennium
development.
Oh.
A new blossoming. A new, what the fuck do you call it when a butterfly comes out of its shell? Cornucopia.
Transformation. Metamorphosis.
Yes. Metamorphosis of Not Now Podcast, where it will become Definitely Then Podcast.
Yeah. And if Definitely Then. Still. Possibly Now.
Possibly Now.
That's our sister podcast.
Listen in for free coupons.
Be sure to email them.
We raffle off coupons that have already expired.
Their names are Style and Camden.
Style. I want to be Camden. Oh, I get it. Sorry. After I said it, I was like, wait, I would be Camden. Damn it. Should have chose Style. Yeah, so $1 would be heavy if it wasn't paper, because 4 quarters and would be heavy as this.
1 quarter is probably heavier than the dollar.
Yeah, but not than this.
Yeah, not
than that. Because this now,
that's like four.
Is more than that is not.
Yeah, and I mean, they have to be representative of how much silver we have.
Like area and circumference?
No. Silver? I mean, yeah, the content of the coin.
Is it silver?
I don't. There's got to be some sort of quantity of it in there.
I think it's
there?
Iron.
Or is it all iron now?
Like the iron curve.
Is it magnetic? No. Iron's one of the only three magnetic alloys.
Nope.
That's really depressing.
I like that you just looked at me like a total, you know, retard. You're just like, wow.
Wow.
You think that a hollow door is magnetic.
Good going, Chaz.
All right, so we're going to flip this fucking coin. Fuck what you think. Fuck what you know. This is the Possibly Now podcast. Did it flip that time, Kyle?
Yeah.
That kind of hurt my wrist. Style. That's a heavy coin.
Style and your Camden.
So which one is stealing it? Calling to steal identities as the heads?
Lady Liberty.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Heavy things.
Ooh.
Let's do 2 out of 3, see if the universe is consistent. Nope. Hold on. Oh.
Heavy things?
No.
Did it change?
It changed for once, but we're going to still do heavy things because that's what we got first time. That just shows that my flipping ability is compromised by the heft and diameter of the coin with which I'm flipping.
Yeah. I told you. You can
change life with a big enough coin.
Yeah, because bigger coins are heavy.
Bitcoins.
Those are fictional. So
those aren't out yet.
Yeah, I don't think that. We invented them. We did it.
So heavy things. Heavy, hefty things.
Heavy things. So I feel like to be a heavy thing, you have to have that grunt when you try to pick it up.
Yeah, like you have to exert oneself. Yeah. But I mean, that's kind of subject to who is picking up the thing.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, like the.
Yeah, like if you're a big person picking up a paperweight, like that's not going to be that heavy. Like if you're a bodybuilder, you're like,
huh. Who heaves when they're trying to pick up a paperweight?
People who are like on the verge of death. You know?
They're like, making that sound just by living.
Yeah, exactly. Heavy. That's what I'm saying. Like you ask a 2-year-old to pick up like a 5-pound dumbbell, they're gonna go
or an entire steakhouse.
Yeah. And you ask, like, I don't know, like Superman to do it, it'll be fine.
Or Gore Vidal
or Salvador Dali.
He's a weird one.
Yep.
Read a page of that book and did not hear that name the same.
I didn't tell you to read it.
Yeah, well, that was the problem. I just
told you to look at it. God damn, Kyle. You thrust yourself into a dark reality from which you cannot.
That was a very heavy topic. If you want to dive into the psychopathic dream that was his life,
read a book.
Read a book for once in your life. I rhymed life with life. I can't do that.
Huh?
I said life and life back to back.
Oh, I thought you said I can't raffle life.
I can't raffle life. That's too heavy.
I mean, heavy things, there are some ridiculously heavy things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I haven't done any math, but I know.
Oh, yeah.
There are heavy, heavy things out there.
Like, I'm pretty sure I was in the same room as somebody who was on crack the other day.
What does that have to do with heavy?
Heavy.
I mean, That's their choice.
I mean, I'm on crack right now, but...
I'm pro-choice.
True.
You choose to be heavy. I shouldn't say that. You choose what you choose, and that's what you get. Like, I'm not saying it's a problem or not a problem. I'm just saying you chose it. Okay.
So you choose if it's a problem.
I choose you.
That's a heavy choice.
Yep. And that's why you fucked up when you chose Bulbasaur against Charmander.
Heavy chase.
I mean, whenever I think about the heaviest thing, I mean, so first of all, my mind goes to black holes because that's the most concentrated center of like gravity and mass, right?
Yeah.
Like that must be so heavy. But then think about...
I don't think that's possible.
What? Really?
Yeah.
How so? How not?
Because in order to lift, you can't be lifted. You can't lift it because it's sucking you in.
It doesn't suck. Physics don't suck.
Well, you get what gravity. I mean. You're being pulled in towards it. So yeah, it's pull.
No, but it's you're being it's pulled in towards heavy. It because that's the heaviest thing.
Yeah, but it's not heavy in and of itself.
No, it is.
No,
it's a dense mass.
But you can't feel the sensation of heavy because you can... It's like saying the earth is heavy.
Oh, because you can't pick it up?
Yeah.
No, that's...
You can't experience heft.
I'm saying... Well, my point is that the heaviest thing in terms of heavy or the weight determines gravity and pull, right? I'm saying that the heaviest thing I can think of would be a black hole because it has the most gravity.
Oh, you're thinking small potatoes.
What?
You're thinking small potatoes.
What's heavier than a black hole?
The entire universe.
Well, that's what my next point was going to be, you fucking jump cutter. Oh. You're just like, oh, you waiting for milk? Sorry, kid.
Well, the entire universe has multiple black holes.
I know. How much does the universe weigh? More than I can calculate. I can't even calculate how much a wall weighs.
Isn't it always changing?
What?
The weight of the universe?
No. Matter can't be created or destroyed.
No,
it
but
is the same weight as it always was.
But it... it will forever be the same, thus said the matter.
Never mind.
That was a good joke.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you really need to be able to...
The universe can never weigh more, Kyle. I don't know what you're stuck on about this. Stop arguing me.
Got it.
So, okay, so what on Earth? What weighs the most on Earth?
That you can lift.
Yeah, like physical objects that, I mean, the pyramids? Is that it? Like separated from the, think about it like as in separated from the Earth. Like, and you can't say Mount Washington because that's still part of the Earth.
Okay, I think gold is supposed to be heavier than iron.
Is it? It's a soft metal, though.
Yeah, but like I remember them saying, what the fuck was it?
Lead is the heaviest.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Is lead heavier?
But you mean like, okay, so gold, I'm pretty sure like my science or physics teacher was saying like, you know, Indiana Jones where he has that sandbag gold statue and the gold statue.
The sandbag would have to be huge.
Yeah, because that gold statue weighs 80 pounds.
No.
It from the density of gold, that would weigh 80 pounds. Because he did like a project where he had the welding guy, our welding instructor.
Oh, he like, made gold?
No.
Is he an alchemist?
Yeah, yeah, you got it. Welding, alchemy, same deal.
I knew it.
All this time.
I knew it.
I knew I should have gone first welding in school.
Be rich.
But no, he didn't like welded several steel plates together that were the same weight as that.
And it's hard to lift with one hand.
Yeah.
Movie cinema.
Yeah, and also is not equal to the weight of sand.
Well, maybe it was gold sand. Did they ever consider that?
They did not consider that.
Something's got to be heavier than gold. Like, gold can't be the heaviest thing.
I don't think it's the heaviest thing.
Dark matter. They just had a bag of dark matter.
The Higgs boson particle?
Huh?
Higgs boson particle?
I don't know who that is.
They discovered.
You guys address?
They proved
what
dark
about
matter.
A social security number?
name? That's too heavy. And they're two people.
Oh, like Johnson and Johnson.
Yeah. I just thought he was an unfortunate pork.
What? What a porker. Yeah. Johnson and Johnson.
Oh. Pork's pretty heavy.
Pork is pretty heavy. You ever eat a bunch of pork?
Yeah.
Feel really heavy afterwards. Like, yeah. Two pork chops deep, I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Pasta's heavy.
Yep.
You know what isn't heavy? surprisingly.
Green beans.
I was going to say sushi. Like,
the rice, though.
I know, but you think it would make you heavy, but you eat, like, one or two sushi rolls, and you think, like, oh, I'm really full, and then 30 minutes later, you've digested it, and you're like, I'm ready for more sushi.
That's true, because, I mean, when you think about the rice, it's really not that much.
And it processes really quickly, I think. I think it's, like, a simple grain or something, and it, like, breaks
simple
down.
Simple carbohydrate versus a complex.
Yeah, because there's no gluten. Or is there gluten? I don't know.
Well, I just think there's no, like... emotional complex behind the rice.
Yeah, glitter digests really well.
Yeah,
you eat a lot of glitter. I know for a fact.
It makes your poop sparkle.
Take that, gold.
That's why I eat those laundry detergent things so my toilet bowl shines.
I still think it's odd that we have, like, how did, as a society, we think that gold was so, well, talking about heavy metals, right?
Yeah.
So gold was of such importance and value.
I think it was the limited resource of it.
Are you sure it wasn't just the color? Like, there's a limited resource of diamonds too, but people are like, gold. Well, people like diamonds now more, but
yeah,
diamonds can be formed over millennia. So can gold, I guess.
Yeah.
We can terraform a planet to suit our needs.
Well, we just talked about what a soft metal it is.
I know.
And I mean, you have gold flakes.
Is it because you could manipulate it? Like, you can't manipulate diamonds?
I think it's because it has a low melting point.
Yeah, so, like, you can make gold statues, but you can't make a diamond statue.
Yeah.
You can make a statue of Neil Diamond out of gold.
But it would not be... Well, I guess it would be a diamond statue.
Yeah. Now, that's how you make the most
let's
money.
Let's start a GoFundMe page to make a Neil Diamond statue out of gold.
Oh, splendiferous. First word that came to mind.
Supercalifornication.
Oh, heavy things. Okay, so let's talk about the heaviest things we've ever had to lift. Like, when did you feel like your eyeballs are going to pop out of your head trying to lift something?
I mean, I wasn't really trying to lift it. Does that count still?
What are you trying to do? Like, levitate it?
No, I was...
Guardian Levioso.
I was actually in welding class, believe it or not.
More alchemy.
And I was doing vertical welding, and I had to weld these two pieces of metal together while they were overhead. But I accidentally fused them to the piece of metal that was behind the two pieces of metal that I was not supposed to fuse them to. So I was trying to pry it down, and I was literally, like, pulling on it with, like, all of my heft, and, like, even jumping on it and stuff would not budge it.
Oh.
I had to get, like, two other guys to help me. I really fucked that one up.
I think the heaviest thing I ever had to lift was trying to repair a fence. And it was like a 8-foot by 6-foot wood panel fence. And there was about 5 panels down. And I had to, like, try and lift 2 of the panels by myself to get them up. And I just thought I was going to, like, piss my pants or shit my pants. I don't know what I was going to do. But I was like,
yeah,
I thought that was my limit. But I pushed past it.
It's your burst limit.
Yep.
This one time there was a small child trapped underneath a car, and the adrenaline came to me, and I lifted the car with one hand.
Oh.
And then I got a pizza.
There was the last dinosaur known to man trapped under a boulder, and I had to lift it. I was the only one, and I did, and the dinosaur was like, thank you, but I have to leave now, otherwise, you know, our whole theory of everything will be extinct. And I said, you go.
Godspeed.
And it was heavy both emotionally and physically because I had to lift a boulder.
Don't forget about that boulder.
It made me bolder, though.
It did.
The Bold and the Brave. That was a really good comic series. That's like when they made Batman a detective again.
Yeah.
Like, he stopped being like, oh, I'm just going to go find these guys who say I have a bomb and kick the bomb out of their hands.
Well, that's the cool thing about the versatility of Batman is when he's around somebody who's much stronger than him, suddenly he's like brilliant.
What?
The Brave and the Bold when he like teams up with Superman and stuff.
Oh, well, I meant the Brave and the Bold where he was like actually doing detective work. There are a couple like comics that, well, the only ones I read. Where he actually wasn't teamed up with Superman. But
He went back to being like a detective.
Yeah, like he was solving cases like, it sucks to say this, but like Scooby-Doo, you know? Like he actually was like going to the place and determining like, oh, they used like this this method of mist and thing to like, you know, deter your senses and make you think that they were like...
Yeah, like distort you and
like
hallucinogenic.
He was capturing people something. Through logic. And I was like, yes, that's what I want Batman to be. Like, you're not super strong. You're this rich guy.
Yeah.
And you're smart. Like, to do that.
Like, throw money at it.
You can still...
buy off all the criminals.
Well, like, you can still kick people in the head and whatnot. Like, you're still strong. But, like, don't, you know, don't, like, lift up a car and throw it halfway across the world and be like, take that, Superman.
Oh, I did it because of my suit.
Yeah. Like, don't do that. You're not Iron Man.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're not symbiote Spider-Man.
Yeah, although Spider-Man was smart.
Huh.
In the original shit, he made like his own web-slinging stuff.
Like, I never really got why he started being so cocky. Like, he was a shy geek, right? And then as soon as he became Spider-Man, his persona was like a like angsty, cocky piece of shit.
I think that spider had something to do with it.
I think it had something to do with Wolverine. Oh, he was like, you ain't shit, kid. And he's like, I'll show you. I'm going to be the best karate kid around. And he's like, wax the floor. Wax on. Maybe wax. I'm mixing up my... And then they were hunting aliens, and they had tuxedos. And next thing you know, there was a thumbs up in lava.
Oh, yeah. And the one ring.
Yeah. And they were just trying to, you know, reawaken the force.
Yeah. All valid.
Very heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy saga.
It's like the heavy questions.
Okay. So what is, if you had to pick the heaviest thing you could probably pick up, what would it be?
Trying to think of something that's like generic in weight.
What poundage do you think you could lift? Like, with all your force, you don't even have to lift it high or anything like that. Like, just get it off the ground. How heavy?
I don't know. Like, 160 pounds, maybe?
What?
I don't know.
God, I weigh 160 pounds. You could pick me up with a breeze. You could be like, huh, and I'd be up.
Huh?
Well, no, not with your chakra. With your life force.
Oh. Oh, let me
try again. Oh, you did it.
That's majestic.
Yeah,
okay, I guess that's a valid point.
Like, how much, like, weights, like metal? How much gold can you lift?
I feel like there's a difference between lifting a person and, like, lifting...
Weights, dead weights.
Yeah, but, like, you know, like, lifting a rock can be pretty hard.
Well, that's because you can't grab it. I'm talking about, like, dumbbell or whatever. Not, like, dumbbell, but, like, barbell. Is that what it's called?
Barbell, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like ergonomically designed so that way you can lift it off the ground. You know what I mean? Not like a rock where it's like, where do I grab this? Do I hump it?
Maybe 200 pounds?
200 pounds, that's it?
How much do you think you can lift?
I think I could lift like 240. And I'm not talking about like lift, like pump it off my chest like on a bench press or anything. Yeah. Or like actually pick it up to my waist. I mean like just get it off the ground. Like for, I don't know, like half an inch. Like just... and then throw my back out and
all right, die. We're going to have to go to a gym at some point.
We're going to have to go to a gym?
Yeah.
Kyle, I don't want to throw my back out and die.
Oh, there's consequences to this.
Well, yeah.
All right, like, if I'm pushing past my threshold.
Yeah, like, you're going to be bedridden.
800 pounds.
Lift 800 pounds?
Yeah, dude, I got some wedges.
I don't think I could even move that. Well, I could roll it.
Just like be a real dick and get like all the weights you can and stack them on the barbell and then leave.
Well, I mean, people could just take them off. Yeah, super glue them on.
Take them a while.
Super glue them on there
into like 400 pound chunks.
People can't defeat Gorilla Glue.
They can try.
Just weld them on there. You took a welding class.
Just like roll up to my local gym with a Meg welder.
You could use an arc welder. They don't need to know.
No, same thing.
No, they aren't.
There's a stick weld,
Meg weld,
brazing, Meg weld. I don't think there's an arc weld. A stick weld.
I don't think so. All's wells that ends wells.
Or
weld.
Well, an arc is implied that it's using electricity, and both MEG welding and stick welding use electricity.
No, but it's a different method of applying the actual metal to weld it on there. Like, stick welding, you have a separate stick and the torch in your hand, right?
No, there's no torch.
Or whatever it is.
Stick welding,
you have two utensils.
You basically have two jumper cables, and you clip one to whatever you're welding, and then the other one is holding your stick.
Which feeds the... Is it copper? It
creates a current that uses...
Is it feeding copper?
It's not copper.
It's something. It's like wire.
Yeah, it's steel or some sort of alloy.
And that's
like
MEG welding.
No, that's stick welding.
What's MEG welding?
MEG welding is when you have... I think that one uses copper. It shoots the copper or the coil of wire out from a gun, and it auto feeds.
That's what I did.
Yeah, MEG welding.
Yeah. So then the other one is arc welding, where you're literally creating, like, you have the metal together, like they do it for railroads.
Yeah.
Well, and you're just creating an arc of electricity in between those two things.
That's what MEG welding does, too.
What?
There's a current within the copper, the coil.
Yeah, yeah, no, but that's why I'm saying it's different. Arc welding doesn't require any metal from the utensil.
Okay, we're going to Google this.
Yeah, we will. That's fine. And I'll be right, and that's okay, because it's heavy.
Yeah, I think you're going to be wrong. I think they're both types of arc welding.
I think you don't even know which way is Stevie Wonder. So.
Is that offensive to him or me?
Both.
Does he have a song called Which Way?
I don't think so.
That would be oddly.
That'd be painful.
Yeah, pain. Maybe that's a heavy song.
Which Way?
Yeah.
Which way is left and which way is right?
Should I ask this person for direction?
I don't know where to go tonight, but I think I have an erection.
And it's heavy. It's a heavy song.
It's a heavy song. Sing along
to the heavy song. I was riding in my Chevy.
Do, do, do.
And I felt something heavy.
Don't do that.
It lends itself.
Don't do that. Well, you ruined it.
You're welcome.
It was a Chevy song. Oh, my God.
I'm going to say the Levees.
No. Just looking at the time. Oh,
man, yeah, that really cradled past.
Yeah, so let's talk about something else heavy. Heavy metal.
Oh, yeah. Like what the
made,
music?
Yeah. What made heavy metal heavy? Like just strong, powerful emotions?
Is it the power chords or is it like the... The BPM.
It could be like the loudness.
Mm. Maybe. Are hair bands heavy? No.
Yeah, I mean, they were kind of like the first.
Is metal and heavy metal different?
Yeah. One's just like aluminum, and the other one's like iron.
Copper. Mercury.
Venus.
Neptune.
Apollo.
remind me, if I ever invent a music, remind me to call it Neptune.
Why?
Because I think it has a ring to it.
I thought Beige was a good band name.
Beige?
Yeah. Be like, you know, like elevator Asia? Music. Huh?
Like Asia?
No. What?
Isn't that a band name?
I don't know. Oh, I thought you meant beige like Asia. I was like, what? Oh. What are you trying to say? Like, they're off-white?
No, just
Jesus, Kyle.
Oh, no.
It's like, wow.
No, it was like a rock and roll band, right?
Oh, really?
I don't know. I thought so. I could be wrong.
I know there's a song called Africa. It's like, by Tonto, I think.
Yeah. Is it U2?
I think it's Tonto.
I don't know who Tonto is.
Me either. He was lost in Kansas, but I know he made that song. Toto. But I thought beige would be good, like, elevator music or, like, office, you know, like, music you could play in your cubicle and feel safe.
Yeah.
Like, I lost a pen holder today. Oh.
I left a hole inside my stapler.
Oh, damn. My stapler jammed. Oh, wait, you can't say damn.
Yeah.
Oh, what a sham, my stapler jam.
I forgot my pen didn't have an eraser.
So I had to use some whiteout. But it's okay. It's okay if these reports are filed late. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes. No, it's not. No, it's not.
How can I print out another copy?
No, you can't. No, you can. It's out of toner.
I am such a loner. Yeah. I don't eat in the break room because I'm lonely.
You should eat. You should eat. You should eat with some of your friends.
I have no friends. I do not have some friends. Wow, that's depressing.
Yeah.
That is beige.
You know, depressing melodies with, I don't know, highlights.
Highlight.
It could be your gimmick. We all have one highlight.
What kind of a highlight is beige?
We all have beige highlights.
See, that's what the problem is. You're not seeing it's the upside
like
of beige.
It's such like a weird color, too.
I know.
It's not really like sandy.
Oh, well, I was going to say, see, when you think of beige, you're thinking khaki. But what you need to see is beach sand.
Oh.
Those are all beige.
I guess so.
Khaki's beige. Dark beige.
What is khaki in the natural world?
Pants. You didn't see that coming, did you?
I did not. Did you just run out of options?
No. I knew I was going to say that from the moment the conversation started.
Mud? Is mud kind of a khaki?
Some kind of mud.
Some kind of a pale mud.
Yeah, different kinds of mud.
Sun-bleached mud.
Oh, exactly right. It's an earth tone.
Very good. So, khaki. Oh, no.
I love that color.
But beige.
Beige. Beige is like beach sand.
Yeah. A good band name, though.
Yeah. Beige.
Band. Beige.
I'm trying to think of how you could work it into like an actual band name. Like, the
beige tones?
No. I was trying to think of like...
Oh, the Mighty Mighty Beige Tones.
The Mighty Mighty Beige Tones. No. I was going to say the Beijing Race. Like the Amazing Race, but with beige.
Oh, Beijing Grace.
How sweet the beige. So plain
and so dull.
Sorry. What about... Beige, it's not my baby. Is that like... Sometimes I think it's super easy to come up with a band name. People are like, oh, what do we call our band?
Arbeggios.
Oh, the Arbeggios.
That's what I meant.
Arcabeggio. Like archipelago of beige.
The scales and Arbeggios.
I'm not bold, I'm just beigeful.
Beijamonopia.
Beijamonopia. All right, I gotta think of heavy names.
Yeah, heavy names. Diamond crusted dank.
I'm an undead gold. Like ghoul, gold, ghoul. I'm a ghoulish gold.
Oh, I'm a ghoulish gold. Pretty heavy. Midlife crisis.
Midlife Crisis.
That would be a great band name.
Yeah, Midlife Crisis.
Yeah,
man, I'd buy that CD regardless.
Self-titled album.
It could be Oprah Winfrey like screaming the alphabet into a microphone. I'd buy it.
Midlife.
You get an A, and you get a B, and you get a C.
Give me an E.
Windowless Pain.
Oh, heavy. Because
there's no escape.
Yeah, because there's no escape.
Scapegoat.
A rock in my dog's place.
A rock in my dog's place.
Pet rocks.
Accordion corgi.
That's sad.
I've been holding on to that one for a while. It's been in my pocket. Oh, man, that's a good band name. That's been in my pocket.
That's been in my pocket. I wouldn't touch it.
I wouldn't touch
it. It's the first album.
I only licked it twice.
I only licked it twice. Finders Keepers?
Finders Keepers is pretty good. Snooze You Lose.
Snooze You Lose.
What about Self-Deprecation? Is that right? Deprecation?
Defecation.
Self-Defecation.
It's when you poop yourself. Come on. That's heavy.
When you poop yourself. Incontinence.
Defamation, I think, is... No? Is that right?
I don't know. Delegation.
Self-incarnation.
Self-incarnation. Oh, I've returned.
It's myself.
Oh, Captain. Myself. Yeah. What about, don't be blush, just flush.
And that sounds like a, oh, what the fuck is
cologne?
It? A needlepoint hanging in somebody's bathroom.
Man, we gotta start a business.
Of needle pointing? Yeah. We'll couple it with your retirement home idea.
Yes! Man, we could make millions.
And lawsuits.
Wow.
Forcing elderly people to needle point so we can sell what? It as
that was my goods? Retirement plan?
Pretty much. Your retirement plan was to make them owe a bunch of money and kick them out.
When did I say that?
Or your homeless retirement plan. I don't know.
They're homeless.
That's different,
yeah, Kyle. It is, Kyle. What I meant is me and you need to take up needlepoint, or at least you need to coach me while I take up needlepoint.
Go. You can do this. Pierce it.
Yeah.
Pierce it. Kick it.
Yeah.
Draw it.
Make it.
Tie it. Yeah. Envision it.
That's one.
That's one.
That's a quick needlepoint. This is heavy. Ran out of steam.
Yeah. Steam engines are heavy.
I guess so.
More powerful than a locomotive.
Is that why it took them longer to get from point A to point B?
I think it takes... Oh, geez.
Sorry about that, people.
It depends on the velocity at which they're traveling.
Well, you know, something that people don't talk about is velocity. And I'm not just talking about the speed at which people travel, but the heft. You know, when you're moving through life with a lot of velocity... You pick up some baggage along the way.
Mass times,
and you don't always understand how much baggage you pick up until you come to a point where your velocity starts to decrease.
I call that
trash
day.
And as soon as you start decreasing your velocity, you start slowing down and realizing there's a lot of gold resting on your shoulders, but you can't reach it because it's on your shoulders and it's heavy.
Way too high.
way up there. So now, Kyle, we're going to reach up. And we're going to pretend we're on a roller coaster. Oh, and we're rolling down the hill. And all the gold's falling off your shoulders. You can feel it, people. You can feel your shoulders being relaxed.
This is beige.
But now you're broke.
You're broke because it's beige.
And you lost your beige gold.
Bye, bye, beigey baby.
And it's gone forever. That wasn't silver, it was gold.
A beigey gold.
And now you're old.
Now you're
so join my retirement home.
You can do needlepoint on your own.
And we'll buy it from you for a lesser price. This ain't no Fisher Price.
Gambit.
Just pay the price.
Damn it.
And hit that needle point.
Can be sold for profit.
And you can get some ointment off it. For your sore joints.
Oh. Man, that can be your... I wanted to say logo so bad.
Sales pitch.
No.
It's theme song.
Oh, it's close to that.
Catch song.
Jingle.
Jingle. Commercial jingle.
To recruit people.
You know, it's been a really great time here.
And the elderly love show tunes, but unfortunately...
we have to go!
Okay. Well, thanks so much for tuning in to Not Now Podcast. If you're listening to the episode, you can tune in next week. We release new episodes or new appetizers every Thursday and new episodes every Friday.
We're really glad you guys listen to this. And we appreciate the fact that you appreciate the not nowness.
Yeah.
Because it's all improv and we're just kind of going off the top of the head. And we really want to give you guys something that you can laugh at and enjoy, you know, maybe on a car ride, maybe on a jog. Maybe while you're making a turkey.
Or while you're making love.
Well, that's what we're all about here.
Yeah.
Making you, love.
Yeah. So make love, not pancakes. And you can you can tune in at iTunes or your favorite.
Or tune out.
Yeah, you can tune out at Intunes or any of your favorite podcasting apps. If you like us, feel free to leave a rating or review, or if you want to get in contact with us, you can contact us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com.
Or send a nitpick.
Yeah, send a nitpick of your favorite Nick, and just email. You can email that to us or post it on our Facebook wall, which is at some Facebook address, but I'm sure you can find us. So again, thank you so much for listening. If you do enjoy us, send us some feedback. We'd be livid if you sent us anything. Just infuriated. We try to ban you. So band together and send us your hate mail.